Hello, and welcome to another edition of Editing the Room. I am your host, Laramie Sprinkles. In today's sadcast, I had the unfortunate duty of finding the parts that are sustainable for you to be able to listen to. In this episode, there were a total of 204 curse words, which totals to be about 3.445 curses per minute. I have spent the entire previous day cloaked in prayer for 17 hours, as well as a three-day fast before this, as well as a spiritual enema to help prepare me for what my ears had to endure, which of course they have never been nor ever will be prepared. I ask Jesus to forgive me, and as my penance continues, I hope this offsets the evil that this podcast is. So, without further ado, here is the edited version of Walking in the Room.
How are you? You look beat down.
I hate to break it to people, but there's more good things happening for me. But the thing is nothing's happening for you.
Yeah?
So,
it's a nightmare.
Yeah. We thought maybe we could...
We are, okay, so...
And Catty Corner.
Kitty Corner.
Catty Corner.
Kitty Corner, isn't it?
It's Catty Corner. Not Kitty Corner.
Yes!
Kitty.
And then,
Hey, bro.
Hey.
This isn't a problem.
Yeah.
But as you know,
the other day said,
Brosifenos! Brosinopos!
No, anything else you want to say about your little girly show?
I brought my knees up high. I went high step and shin kick, and I got in a circle. Listen, I got a weird thing. I don't want anything on the top, but I would like it down the sides.
Now, I've said about the neighbors upstairs. These new neighbors moved in.
Yeah, I heard that.
So I get a call from my wife.
Yeah.
And my wife is angry like I've never heard her angry before.
Yeah.
When I'm going to go kill, right. When I'm going to go murder a human, she goes, think about it. You'll end up in prison.
Oh, hipster. Why do you do it this way, hipster?
Hey, neighbor. We have been noticing a trend of what we think could be Finn running up and down the hallways at all times of the day and night. We understand he's a child full of energy, but in the end, we just wanted to make you aware of what we could hear from the upper level. Here's the deal. This morning I went, bought a toddler ball gag. The other thing I'm going to do is I'm never going to talk to him again.
You know what I'd do every once in a while, too? I'd go shirtless. I'd weird him out a little bit. Like I'd just stand there shirtless, maybe stick your gut out when you're staring at him.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, fair enough.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just rub yourself
a little bit and just go, yeah. Yeah.
Conflict is my place.
We're gonna.
All right, so.
I mean, every once in a while, you gotta. The doors open into the toilets.
This has nothing to do with that.
So I swing in between these trees. Right, but I'm in between these trees.
You don't know how messy it's gonna be.
I'm going.
I mean, seriously.
Why you got to go corn dogging when you know this is things you got friend and you love to do it? Why are you gonna do
Why
it?
Why would anybody be listening?
What? Is this? Like, who is this for?
Why would anybody be listening?
You've done that, right? You're walking down the street and you're headed somewhere and there's no bathroom and you hit an alleyway. You ever done that?
Yeah.
Hit an alleyway or you...
Yeah, but I hide.
In a parking lot, you open the door and you pee behind your car door or something like that.
Why would anybody be listening?
Also, you guys might know, but there is a new show apparently drops between Tuesday and Wednesday called Editing the Room, which is there's a Christian pastor named Laramie Sprinkles and he breaks the show down to the parts that are listenable
for Chris. Yeah. We are
it's a nightmare. Yeah, we thought maybe we could all right,
so you're listening to Walking the Room.